Alabama students must be able to read proficiently by the end of third grade or else be held back. That's according to a bill making its way through the legislature. The state consistently ranks near the bottom on national achievement tests in reading. Supporters of the measure say that causes problems down the road. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler Stewart has more.
By the end of third grade, more than half of Jefferson County students aren't proficient in reading. In Birmingham City Schools, about three-quarters of third graders don't make the mark on standardized tests, according to the State Department of Education. Alabama Representative Terry Collins chairs the House Education Policy Committee. Collins sponsored the Alabama Literacy Act. The bill would require schools to hold back third graders who are behind. Collins says holding those students back and giving them extra support helps them in the long term.
You basically learn to read from pre-K through third grade, but after third grade, you read to learn.
The bill calls for the state to spend more on teacher training and early intervention. About two dozen states have enacted laws similar to the one proposed in Alabama. In Mississippi, education officials say their students made dramatic progress when they invested more in early reading intervention and held students back who weren't reading on grade level. Collins says she wants the same for Alabama. Students who fail to master reading by third grade, she says, have trouble with other subjects such as science, history, and math.
If we can address these needs when they are in kindergarten through third grade, we can help these students overcome those challenges.
Aquila Folt's three children attend Jefferson County schools, one each in elementary, middle, and high school. Over the years, she's helped her children stay on track with summer reading camps, and she's closely monitored their progress during the school year. She says if you wait until third grade to intervene, you've waited too long.
If a student is having issues reading, they should have been held back before third grade. If you're seeing a problem in kindergarten, it needs to be caught and handled then.
Some studies show holding students back puts them at an increased risk of dropping out of high school. But Carrie Miller with the Florida-based education policy group, Excel in Ed, doesn't see it that way.
It's actually an opportunity for students that are severely below grade level to get the time they need with highly effective instruction by a highly effective teacher to set them up to be successful in fourth grade, where really the coursework becomes much more rigorous.
Miller's organization worked with Alabama lawmakers to develop the Literacy Act. She spoke last week in Montgomery at a meeting where House committee members approved the bill. Sally Smith, executive director of the Alabama Association of School Boards, was also at that meeting. She says educators want reading achievement to improve, but
we don't want to put mandates when it's hard enough to find teachers. So we want to make sure that there is a phase-in to reach this, that there might be some flexibility if needed.
Smith says programs, not policies, help students become better readers. If the bill passes in the House, it moves on to the Senate for final approval. Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, WBHM.